This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Children have made up a steadily growing share of the state's coronavirus cases since the pandemic started. Dr. Sean O'Leary, a specialist in pediatric infectious disease, helped write the American Academy of Pediatrics recommendations for school reopenings. He says one change in their guidelines is their strong recommendation on face coverings.
We're recognizing that there's really no good reason not to wear a mask. The fact is, masks are safe to wear. And even younger children can be taught to wear them.
O'Leary says kids ages 2 and older should wear masks, and he says kids often follow adults if the adults show them that masks can be worn comfortably. A family of first-generation Americans represented Colorado in last night's nominating roll call at the Democratic National Convention. Howard Cho is first vice chair of the state Democratic Party. In his brief appearance, he said the coronavirus pandemic led to the hard decision not to send his children back to school this fall.
But millions of working families will have it much harder. I know Joe Biden cares about these struggles, and that's why I trust him to fight for us.
Senator Bernie Sanders won Colorado's presidential primary in March, but the nominating rules mean that the state awarded more delegates to Biden. Our special coverage of the Democrats' convention continues this evening at 7. Governor Polis has ordered a 30-day statewide fire ban as more than 2,400 firefighters are working around the state to fight wildfires. Several new fires broke out around the state Tuesday, and hot weather continues across Colorado today and through the rest of the week. This is CPR News.